In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Last year, before the elections, we were talking about the Convention of States, the Article 5 convention that would make needed changes to this leviathan of federal government. I'd like to play this first clip. It's from the Convention of States project.
Article 5 of the United States Constitution gives we the people the power to put the federal government back in its constitutional box and expand liberty for all. Once two-thirds of the states pass similar applications, a convention of states will be called and there is nothing the federal government can do to stop it. This isn't a red movement or a blue movement. It's an American movement based on one fundamental question. Who decides? Who should decide the issues that affect your community? Washington, D.C. or you? The Convention of States Action Resolution applies for an Article 5 convention that would propose constitutional reforms limited to three topics. First, fiscal restraints on the federal government. With over $140 trillion in unfunded liabilities, we need a balanced budget. But our resolution also allows for caps on federal spending and taxation. The second topic is limiting the power and jurisdiction of the federal government. The Supreme Court has authorized the feds to have control over almost every aspect of our lives. The COS Action Resolution empowers us to restore the Constitution to its original intent and return power to the states and the people. Finally, term limits. Thanks to a corrupt ruling class in Washington, trust in the federal government is at an all-time low. That's why our resolution gives Convention of States commissioners the power to send the career politicians packing, including the judiciary and other federal officials. So what can you do? First of all, sign the petition at cosaction.com and get as many of your friends and family to do the same. With your full address, your state legislators will know that you really are their constituents in their district. Call, email, or request a meeting with your state legislators to ask them to co-sponsor the COS resolution in their state. Get plugged in with your local Convention of States team so you can stay engaged, educate others, and respond to national calls to action. Our success depends on you. So we're inviting you to be part of history. Let's invoke the constitutional solution that's as big as the problem.
The constitutional solution. The constitutional solution. The constitutional solution that was spoken of by the project for the Convention of States is something that we talked about last year with Captain Chris, an attorney, and with particular knowledge of it. Chris, are you here now with us?
I think so.
Yeah, you're loud and clear. Thanks, Chris. Today, we're touching back on the subject that we started last year before the election, and I think now's an appropriate time to bring this back because it's looking like the convention could have 34 states pretty soon. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that the election has demonstrated a couple of things. First off, the Republicans now have control of the Senate, House, and the White House. And already their problem. So what this ought to suggest in all of this is it really doesn't make any difference in a certain sense who's in power. Because ultimately what's going to happen is the people who are in Washington, as the vote gets closer on a particular issue, each vote becomes more, here's the key word, valuable. In other words, there's a financial interest in the vote, and people, you know, if you're a smiley face kind of person, you think people go to Washington to do the right thing. And if you're like me, you think they go there to make money. And the more valuable your vote is, the better it is for you. And what this means is closely contested, hotly debated, all that kind of stuff is good for business if you're in the legislature, the Senate, or the House. And that's what you're saying. You know, a quarter to 40, 30, depending on whose numbers you look at, of the economy is going along with this health care program. And if you're in a position to swing that to one group, or one party, or this insurance company, or disenfranchised insurance company, those votes become very, 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 very valuable. And the idea of an election changing the basic tenor of government is just really, in my opinion, it's not realistic.
It's insanity is what it is. We keep trying to change things by what we've been doing, and we get the same result every time.
Yeah, and if you look at the last go around, you know, when Obama got there, he was the president. There was a Democratic Senate, a Democratic House, and guess what? Nothing. And, you know, if you run the same result here, it's going to tell you that it really doesn't make any difference who's in there. Now, I would have to say I'm more closely aligned philosophically with Republicans than Democrats because of, you know, I think the Democrats just steal a lot more conspicuously and up front. But that's not to say that the Republicans don't trade influence for an equal amount or greater amount of money. I don't know. But the thing is,
right, they sold our government to the highest bidder.
You drain the swamp not by going in and taking the alligators out. What you do is you drain the swamp by taking the water out. And the water that fills the swamp is money. So the idea that if you change the alligators, you know, the swamp isn't a problem, that's wrong. What you have to do is take the money out. You've got to take the water out of the swamp. And that's done with a flat tax, the balanced budget amendment. Those things should be at that constitutional convention. Then people go to Washington, they can't make money.
Well, you know, Chris, that's really interesting, too, because a lot of the detractors from the Convention of States are saying that it could run wild. It could pervert our republic. But I think that our republic's already been perverted. I think that we have to have this Convention of States to bring back some control of this federal government. Nobody trusts the federal government anymore. It's just,
I don't think it's a matter of trust. You know, the thing is, it's a matter of reality. You know, I mean, when you've got, you know, $100 trillion plus in unfunded, you know, obligation, and you're running the kind of deficits we are, and then what happens is you get Republicans in the House and Senate, and they still can't put a dent in that stuff. There's something wrong here, you know? And the wrong isn't which alligators are you voting for. And we're supposed to fight with each other over our alligators versus their alligators, whatever party you're in. And that's just really all misdirection, in my opinion.
If you watch the television, then that's what you're directed to do, is be either a Republican or Democrat, or let's fight over this stuff. But, you know, I've not heard any information or any about the Convention of State, any of the mainstream media's sources or reflections of their sources. Yet it seems to me that over 28 states now, I think it may be 29 or 28 states now, have voted by the legislature to have the Convention of States, and we're only six or seven states from having that now.
Well, go back and look at the states that voted for Donald Trump. You know, the thing is I think that, you know, we're really close. And the other thing is that there's some legend that the purpose of the Constitutional Convention and the wording of what it is as an amendment has got to be identical as amongst the states. And this is where, in my opinion, the wheels are going to come off, because, again, the money that's going to go to individual state legislatures or legislators to slightly change or change the program for a constitutional convention, it's going to be obscene, you know, the amount of money they're going to pump into some, like, your guy sitting at a, you know, in a coffee shop in, you know, Ogden, Utah or something. You know, the problem here is that unless you take the money out of the equation, it's people are going to Washington to get their slice. And the other thing, you know, with respect to taking the money out of the equation, is that, you know, we have to have a uniformity of that. We have to have a balanced budget amendment and a flat tax. Republicans were their friends with tax benefits. And Democrats just take the money from taxes and give it to their friends. So it's basically the same MO, meaning take money, because untaxed money is really public money if it were taxed at the same rate. And then if it's already been taxed and you hand it out, it's, you know, what's the difference? So there's just two different ways of taking public money and paying people off. And, you know, folks can say, well, it's good for business, or it's, you know, we're developing the inner city, or whatever the nonsense is. But, you know, usually that money goes to constituents who support the person who's giving them the money. And that's what the deal is. We've got to shut the money down, got to reduce the amount of money going to Washington, you know, or at least constrain how it's spent.
Well, a lot of people are speculating that if there is a convention of states, that the money will be flowing in the convention of states as well. And that's what a lot of concerns are, is that the money will start buying the convention of states just as it's bought our Congress. And, I, you know, what have we got to lose is what I say. We've already lost our federal government to the money changers, haven't we?
Well, I kind of agree with you that, you know, what have we got to lose? And the reason is because I think that the frustration in all of this is a functional frustration rather than an emotional frustration. The functional frustration of this process will be to derail the cohesion of a movement for constitutional change. I don't think that what it's going to do is allow constitutional change to advantage one party or the other. I don't think it's going to get that far. But, you know, Trump got elected because, in my opinion, because he was an outsider and said, let's change this. And, you know, to his credit, and I'll tell you flat out, I don't like Trump. But the thing is, to his credit, he really is trying to do things differently than as I see it. Now, I can't say it's tremendously differently, but it's a whole lot more differently than what he's doing is done differently than what Hillary would have done. So. Or even like, you know, Pence or somebody, you know, like the thing is that it was reflected in him getting elected that people have had enough of this nonsense. They do want
well, the whole thing is a show. The whole thing's a show right now. They put the show on, and we consume it on the media sources, and we believe everything that we're being told. And in the meantime, they're printing money at such a fast rate that we can't stay up with it. I mean, Tom Coburn, I have a clip that we may try to play here in a little while of Tom Coburn talking about to Congress that our debt exceeds $120 trillion, or unsecured debt at least. Where is this going to stop? I mean, what happens to our debt if we have a convention of states?
It's not going to stop. And the reason is people don't even know about it. You know, they don't even know, you know, 40% of high school graduates in a test didn't know what that big thing on a map north of Minnesota was. Hint, it's Canada. You know, the thing is, if people don't know what Canada is on a map, imagine them trying to understand unfunded debt. With respect to, you know, national obligation and insolvency, it's just a stretch. You know, yeah, people don't get it.
You're right.
If somebody gets an Obama phone, they're voting for Obama. That's straight up. So waiting for someone to elect a different crew of alligators is just stupid. And let me give you an example. You know, what we're doing in the media trades influence and access, which is something interesting to watch Trump disenfranchise them. The media only covers those things that support their own interest, which is, does this increase access? You know, Trump says, for example, that he was wiretapped. You know, the interesting part about that is he's using the wrong language. You know, for somebody who's been involved with that type of activity, that's not what James Comey calls it. He doesn't call it wiretapping. He calls it intercepting oral wire communications. He doesn't use wiretap. That is an infidel. That's a That's a street term. What Trump's saying is people were listening to him talking on the phone. That's what he means. And actually, you know, if you do it domestically, you do that, both parties are talking on the phone domestically, you do need a court order. So when Comey says, well, there's no court order, well, yeah. So Trump, guess what? You can rule out conversations with your staff that they had between other Americans. Everything is based in the United States. Those weren't listened to. But if you think for a
minute, they were recorded.
Foreign governments, but hang on a second. If you think that foreign governments officials talking to your staff wasn't listened to from someplace technically outside the United States, you're a child. They listen to all the foreign officials. Merkel was intercepted by Obama. You know, that came out. So the thing is, of course he was intercepted if he was talking to foreign officials. You remember, he got a telephone call from the president of Taiwan. If you don't think that that thing was listened to, you're out of your mind. And he was, at Trump Tower. So, you know, he's probably right, but that's not what the media reports. You know, in fact, I was looking at CBS, and I'll leave this topic in about, you know, 15, about in a minute. I was looking at a CBS printout coming out off of a Drudge article, and they said that, you know, blah, 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 Guccifer, a Russian. In other words, they are so interested in making the intercepts and the conversations, the Trump campaign associated with Russians, they're telling you that Guccifer was a Russian. No, he wasn't. He was a Romanian. And Guccifer told the FBI that his server was technically housed in Russia because he did that to hide his trail as a Romanian. But the press won't even report that. You know, the mainstream mainstream media says that Guccifer is a Russian, which is fake news. You know, because they want Guccifer hacking Sidney Blumenthal and, you know, Hillary's emails and all that to be a Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. They want that to happen because they're still butthurt about the fact that they lost the election because they didn't understand that people have had enough of the alligators, whatever flavor's off. Let that drop. So you're not going to get it out of the press to cover stuff because this is what they're up to. They want to drive an access thing, you know, for their own interests. You're not going to get it from voters because they'll vote for an Obama phone. And it doesn't matter what flavor alligator you got. You've got to drain the swamp, and the swamp is full of money. Until you do that, you're going to get the same freaking result.
Well, the plan for the convention of states says that they're going to try to limit it to maybe three or four topics. Do you believe that's possible?
Sure. Flat tax, balanced budget amendment, term limits.
Well, now, you had outlined several other changes necessary. And
That was the fourth thing. No emoluments. In other words, if Congress can't have a benefit that the public can't. In other words, they can't have their own private health care plan while the other people have like a $15,000 deductible, and their deductible is like $250 or whatever it is. They can't have, you know, a series of benefits like they, you know, that we don't get. A retirement that's solvent, retirement plan that's solvent. We don't get that. They don't get that.
Or health care.
But I'll tell you what. You know, people aren't in Congress because they get a retirement plan. People in Congress because of the money in the swamp.
Right.
And that's what it is. Drain the swamp. And the way you drain the swamp is you say the budget has to be balanced and you have a flat tax. What this means is that people can't print money if you're a Democrat to give your friends. You can't give tax benefits to your friends if you're a Republican. So guess what?
It's the law, man.
Yeah, there it is. So,
well, Chris, hey, listen. Let me open up the lines here. This is Captain Fred, Fifth Dimension Radio. We're on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in today, this is 1-800-313-9443, and we're discussing the change to what is necessary. But we can do this. We can make this happen. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. The founders inserted this alternative method of obtaining constitutional amendments because they knew the Congress would be unwilling to give attention to many issues the people are concerned with, particularly those involving restrictions on the federal government's own power. The founders foresaw that, and they provided the convention as a remedy. If the only way to get that convention is to take this minimal risk, then it is a reasonable one. That was the late Anton Scalia. Chris, I don't think it's an unreasonable risk either. You had mentioned before that that there's other ways of getting this to the table. We have another caller too. Ken in Fort Worth, you have something you'd like to add to this?
Yeah, back in 1988, we got Florida and Louisiana and Alabama to withdraw the call for the balanced budget amendment. I was down there, and I was part of that. And since we planned it in 87, since 1988, when those states withdrawn, you had Randy Weaver, Twin Towers, Oklahoma City. You had 40 gun bills in a house or something like that. They are mad because we stopped the convention down there. And I had a motel down there with a reader board. I said, stop the convention, save the Constitution, right on in the hometown of Dempsey Barron, who was the dean of the Florida Senate. But anyway, it scared me. they could put up a convention and get rid of the no guns and no free speech. And that you say, well, they wouldn't do it. Well, how do you know they won't do it? That's the point.
Well, you know, the problem is that how do we know they're not doing that right now? I mean, basically, that's what they're trying to do is regulate us into slavery.
I think they're having a convention by increments right now.
Right.
You can't say this, and you can't carry those kind of guns, but they're having a convention by increments because they don't know what to do. They're just mad.
Well, Chris, what do you think? Do you think that we may be kind of treading on ice a little bit with a convention?
No, I don't think so. And Tim, let me suggest what I mean by that. The majority of the states, not the 34, but the majority of the states that would lobby for a constitutional convention are red states. And nobody in their right mind in Montana or Utah, somebody in North Dakota, somebody in Idaho is going to have a constitutional amendment to limit or abolish gun rights. That's, in my opinion, that's not going to happen.
Well, in any case, and Chris, in any case, if there is an amendment, then the convention has to approve it by 3/4 vote of the states anyway.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Tim, what I would caution against is this, and this is something that happens, and this is what you're going to get in terms of what I call hot-button issues. Let me tell you about hot-button issues. Abortion. Gay rights, I would say gun rights, but there's an awful lot of people who are second, myself included, who are Second Amendment, believers. But the problem is when one of these buttons gets pushed, the rest of the conversation gets turned off. In other words, people will go to war over abortion or non-abortion, pro-choice, pro-life. Those people will get right down in the dirt and the mud, fight with each other, and they'll forget about the rest of the problem. The Titanic is sinking, and people are involved in a fist fight, over where to put the deck chairs. The thing is that if we don't have a government that's solvent, we don't have a legislature that is restricted in its ability to steal, if we don't have the ability to keep them from aggrandizing power by extended terms and paying off their friends, either through direct subsidies or tax breaks, then it's not going to really make much difference. So people are going to jump all over this constitutional amendment to prevent people from bringing it together, and they're going to do it over the same hot button issues that fill the elections. In other words, and I'm going to make this call, Tim. When people go to have a constitutional amendment, here's what you're going to hear about. You're going to hear about abortion. You're going to hear about gun rights. You're going to hear about, gay marriages and stuff like that. And I'm not saying any of those issues or concerns are silly. What I'm saying is they really pale in comparison to when you consider what is going on with the government and what the damage is that's being done unless we fix it.
Scalia said that one of the largest problems that we have with our federal government is that it's been professionalized.
Really?
Anyway, I think that we're going to have to bring this back in the second half of the show. This is Captain Pribb. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
2015, I spent my time in 21 different states. I was in Ohio last week, by the way. And America doesn't trust you anymore. That's the truth. Because they don't see the actions coming out of Congress that should be coming out. And that doesn't mean that they're right all the time, but you've lost their confidence. And that's not one party, that's both. Right now, the unfunded liabilities of this country with its debt is $142 trillion. That's $1 million per family, or that's $1 million per taxpayer. Either way you break it down. Nobody knows what a trillion is, but when you're telling a young family with two small kids that, you know, by the way,
Sam,
here's the debt burden that's coming
that
to you.
Right there, if you can. You know, that was Tom Colburn, senator from Oklahoma, and he's right on. We don't trust them anymore, and we need to make a change to it. Chris, we have another caller from Fort Worth, I believe. Who we got on the line? Pat in Texas, I believe. Pat, are you still on there?
Yes. The reason that they're doing this around income tax time is because we had 32 states calling for a constitutional convention on one subject. It has to be one subject. And it was the balance of budget amendment. And a lot of them were tricked into that, you know, that kind of bait and switch, just go back and forth and change a little dot here and a comma there until they put in a convention and nobody even noticed they signed it again. Okay. Well, if they get 34 states, there has to be a convention automatically. And so that's why they're doing it now, and that's why they're talking about budget. But we've got a president now who seems like he's going to try to handle the budget. And I'll tell you what God told me. He said, if they've violated all the other amendments, why would they not violate any new ones? And who trusts a non-Christian like Mark Levine, whose son promotes Pokemon Go? Please. I like Mark Levine. You know, maybe he becomes Christian today.
I think we're sticking to the real solids here on the air today, and I'm quoting a lot of quotes from the past Anton Scalia, because this is the fifth dimension, and we're bringing the past to the present right here too. But he said that that the structural issues are at the federal level were what needed to be addressed by the convention, and he didn't seem to believe that there was a lot of fears to be associated with having a convention. Chris, you know, she's right about a lot of these things. I mean, we don't trust anybody anymore. How can we trust even a convention of states?
Let me ask you something. What does trust have to do with it? Trust is about your spouse. The thing is, anybody who is operating in this type of political process from the position of quote trust is an idiot. You know, the thing is, the founding fathers didn't trust people. What they did is they restrained them. They made it difficult for elected officials to do exactly what the founding fathers knew that they were going to do in contravention of the public interest. I don't trust Congress. I think anybody trusts Congress is a child.
One more thing.
Well, Scalia, let me read this one thing about Scalia. He said, remains that a widespread and deep feeling of powerlessness in the country is apparent with respect to many issues, not just the budget issue. That was Scalia before he passed away. You know, they're not observing anything that we ask for. They're not paying attention to us at all.
No, they're paying attention to them.
Running.
Right. So what are
themselves, which is to be expected?
I'm sorry, Pat. Go ahead.
There are not enough of us running. We have people in Austin that we did trust, but I'm not sure now. I mean, I'd still like to hang on to them and inform them, but the problem is they don't run it. They have a guy there that votes more Democrat than anything running the House. So what in the world, how do you get we out of it? We just aren't doing what we need to do, and that is work to get the right people in there. And this should be a Christian country. I mean, you cannot expect a Muslim who says that anything that he feels that he has to do is right to run your country. It has to be Christians.
The Muslim issue is another hot-button issue, and we're not talking about that
Delegate. How are the delegates chosen? Can you tell me right this second how the delegates are chosen?
Well, the point is that when one digresses from the fundamental issues, and they're all legitimate, and they're at times much more legitimate to a smaller segment of population. And I just put this up there, like I really don't care about gay marriages. I really don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. But for some people, it's the most critical issue of their life. The point is this: whether you're gay, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Democrat, or whether you're Republican, whether you believe in gun rights, whether you believe in abortion, whether you don't believe in abortion, whether you believe in all sorts of different stuff, it turns out that if people go to Congress and they go there to enrich themselves and to reward their friends, it doesn't make any difference what these issues are, because they're not going to get attended. They're supposed to make us fight. I'm supposed to be a Muslim and fight you over whether the country should be Christian or Muslim. That's not the point. We're $140 trillion in a hole here. The thing is that we've got people running away with the government. What difference does it make if we think the government is Christian or Muslim if the thing goes toes up?
Do you remember named Charles Collins, who was running for president? He won on the internet when they didn't put party down. And of course, the Republicans wouldn't even let him have a stage. And he talked about monetizing the budget. We don't have to keep living with what we've got now. I mean, we need people. We need the third party to compete with the Republicans,
Pat,
because they...
What we have right now is a totally propagandized populace that has absolutely no idea about any of the things that affect their ruling class or their government. They're totally oblivious to it.
Well, people are being
well, you know, in 1975 my father published a book, and it published a lot of articles from a presidential campaign in 1944, Gerald L. K. Smith, and all the issues that have been happening for the last 50 years were the same issues that he was addressing then. It seems like the dialogue hasn't changed, and the only thing that we can do, I believe, is to shake things up. What Scalia said, now I'm quoting Scalia again, but he said that the American people don't feel like they have a voice anymore. And that's the main thing about a convention of states. It'll bring the people back into a discussion about their government. Chris?
Well, you know, it is the issues and not the particular parties or persons who are elected. I think that when you get in the environment up there with all that money floating around, it takes a superhuman person to stand away from all of that. And then again, those people who are superhuman and are specific issue candidates, pro-abortion, pro-life, gun rights, or what all that stuff, go up there and hold fast on that stuff. And the rest of the agenda is adrift. This isn't about personalities. It's not about trust. It isn't about what flavor alligator is in the swamp. You've got to take the money out of the equation. Because even if you go up there as saying, I believe in a Christian government, what about the other 800 issues that have nothing to do with Christianity as such? You know, where does the guy vote there? Well, he wants to stay, and you want him to stay in office or in power. The point is, you've got to drain the swamp, and you've got to drain the swamp by taking out the money. And you have to make the equation so simple that it can't be derailed. In other words, the people who want to derail the Constitutional Convention will interject the exact same issues that have been in the general elections to derail the Constitution, in my opinion, derail Constitutional Conventions. They'll talk about Christian versus Muslim, you know, problems. They'll talk about straight versus gay people. They'll talk about gun rights versus non-gun rights. They'll talk about all of these things that have people just go high-speed wobble on them. The real problem is this. You need a flat tax. You need a balanced budget amendment, and you need to limit terms of people who are in public office. And if you don't, and that's like seven words, I think. So it turns out, you know, balanced budget amendment, flat tax, term limit. So that, you know, the thing is, it's seven words. And anybody who tries to even get outside those seven words ought to be told to wait in line. Because unless we do those seven words, the rest of this stuff doesn't matter.
Well, Chris, you know, you've been working on putting together a website and some places to go to discuss these things, and you know, this the internet is just booming with states convention sites, and every state has a website almost. I think that this is an idea whose time has finally come, and I think we need to start talking about how we want this thing to be ran rather than whether we should have one at all. Whether we should have one at all is the discussion they want to keep us at. What I'd like to move us to is what do we need to, how are we going to bring this to the people so that the real discussion will be brought out rather than all these diversionary or hot button issues that you're talking about?
I'm here to tell you that this Republican Congress and Senate and presidency is the real clear demonstration that it doesn't make any difference what flavor alligators you have in the swamp. It doesn't make any difference. What they're going to do is push votes to a critical juncture that you're going to hear the same nonsense you've heard, the same malarkey you heard about, you know, shutting down the government, and, you know, and extending the debt ceiling, and blah, blah, you know, all of this kind of malarkey that you had in the last 8 years. It's going to be all over again, except this is going to be the Republican. And to the least intellectually competent person, you ought to identify the fact that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Nothing. Except the flavor of the alligators. So that can't be the answer. So it doesn't make any difference which alligator you send to Congress. You get the same result. It doesn't make any difference which team of alligators wins. You get the same result. You've got to do it differently. And the way you drain the swamp is not changing alligators. It's taking the water out of the swamp, and water is money. And if you don't do that, it doesn't matter.
And term limitations would be pretty effective on that, too. I mean, you couldn't buy a congressman nearly as cheap if they were only there for 2 years. Then you'd have to buy one every 2 years. As it is now, our government is the best government that money can buy. Paul in Illinois. Paul, you on board with us yet?
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. I was calling in defense of the woman, the Christian woman you had earlier. She's 100% correct. It is about a Christian nation. It is about a Christian government. And the scripture says only a fool would believe otherwise. But let me tell you something about on that flat tax. That's not going to work. Herman Cain, who was part, he was a president of one of the banks, and when he was running, he was behind a flat tax. And the flat tax will never work. And he was asked, what happens in a flat tax when you started at 15% and all of a sudden it goes to 50 overnight? And his answer was, hold their feet to the fire. Did we not do that on Obamacare?
Under a convention of states, the flat tax could have some real horns to it. I mean, you could write this thing so a flat tax could work, couldn't you, Chris?
Look, you know, the point is this: is that at the end of the day, you have a level of acquired revenue by the government, and that's not the issue. The issue isn't about how much money the government collects. It's about the influence and what happens when you take that money in or don't take it in by manipulating the tax code for your friends, those are Republican, or what you do is you take the money that you collect and you spend it even though you don't have it. That's the Democrats.
That's 140 trillion in debt that we have, by the way.
So as it turns out with a flat tax, I don't think that's the issue. You know, and I think that what you do is you set the level of revenue that you need, and then you watch how you do what you do with them. And if you have a balanced
what Paul was saying is that there's a lot of religious infighting, and a lot of people don't really understand that most of the Christian, I think, I'm trying to find the right word for it, but I think Christians are being manipulated to believe that Muslims are their biggest issue, and they're not. I don't think so at all. I think our biggest issue is this federal government.
Well, I would encourage everyone to read the Quran, you know, because you're going to find out that comes from a completely different philosophical orientation than Judeo-Christian values. and a Republican form of government and the idea of government as we've seen it so far. You know, if you look at the Quran, there's an argument to be made that all government should be religious-based. And that's certainly not where we come from, and certainly not right. What I agree with. I don't think that the government should be run by religious figures. I think it should be run by, you know, people who may have religious beliefs, but, you know, they do it differently according to a constitution, which in a Republican democracy, which is, by the way, antithetical, it's heresy as far as I understand it. Why don't we get into Muslim-Christian issues? But here's the point. For those people who think that it's important to elect Christian legislatures and Christian legislators, what difference does it make if the government goes bankrupt and money becomes worthless and the government collapses? Does it make a difference to you if you have a Christian legislature when that happens? To me, it's like, no. I mean, it may feel good, but that's really not the point. What we're going to hear is the same type of issues that we get every 4 years in the general election and every 2 years from the primaries. And that is the most radicalized people show up at the primaries to argue about things that are very important.
We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. I have Chris on the line right now. We have worn out a whole lot of different directions on this thing with the religion. But if we do, if we are able to convince the states, 34 of which, to have a convention of states, how would that, what are the mechanics of something like that, Chris?
Oh, you know, you got me. You know, I think that the state legislatures vote to do that. And I'm not sure where the structures are. I don't know if they report that to Congress or how that happens, or a convention is identified, you know, and a location is identified. People, you know, state legislatures agree on that. Representatives show up.
Scalia was really outspoken about that, and he said that, and he spoke both ways on this. He said that that there really isn't an effective way to limit what can be done in a convention of states. And see, that's what they're using to frighten people, is that what may emerge out of a convention of states could be a different country than what we are in now. But you know, I'm with Scalia on it. I don't think there's anything to lose right now. I think that we need this. You know, he said, or at least the opponents of it think that the convention could write its own rules.
Well, you know, the and maybe so, but the idea is to keep it simple. And the other thing is to avoid the distraction. I'm here to tell you, and I'm making a call. I'm going to make two calls. There is going to be a constitutional convention. That's A. And B, what's going to happen with the Constitutional Convention is the same type of distraction that you get in the general and the, you know, the off-year elections and the stuff that you get in the primaries. There's going to be a very radicalized contingency that intends to press hot-button issues to a constitutional resolution. For example, gay marriages. That's great. How about prayer in the school? How about flag burning? How about, you know, and you can just go down this list, pro-life, abortion, no abortion. You can go down this list, and I'm not trying to say that people who believe on either side of these issues have the wrong idea. The point is that it is a hot-button issue that separates people rather than what we really need to rally around. That is, we have absolutely got to drain that swamp, and we've got to take the money out of the reasoning for people to show up in Congress. If what their purpose is, and they can do it, is to get money by being there, that's why they're going to go there. And if,
we should.
And if you don't understand this, look at the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation's genius was it would allow influence peddling, in my opinion, to occur by giving people a tax break by contributing to purchasing influence and access. When I say influence peddling, that's access peddling. And you got a tax break because it was think about this for a minute. You got a tax break by contributing money to a group that gave you access to the Secretary of State. Think about that for a minute. You got a tax break.
Well, we're going to have to think about it till next week. Chris, as always, as always, it's a pleasure. And until next time, this is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app.
a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.